107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got a very special event that is happening this coming Thursday with Stratford Heritage Committee. Joining us in the studio, Cambria Ravenhill is here, and we've got lots to talk about. Cambria, good to see you. Thanks for dropping by.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. We've chatted many times before over the phone lines, but nice to have you in the studio. So the Stratford Heritage Committee, a very special event with the Blue Plaque Program that's happening on Thursday, Cambria.
Yes. So Heritage Stratford has a number of awards that we give out, and Blue Plaques are one of them. Blue Plaque programs exist in cities around the world, and we started one a couple of years ago here in Stratford because there are so many great people who've either lived here, worked here, studied here, were born here, and went on to greatness. And that's what Blue Plaques do. They link a particular building with a person. And what we are doing this Thursday is we are honoring Richard Manuel.
Oh, Richard Manuel from the band. Oh, great memories.
A tremendous, tremendous success story for Stratford. I mean, this is a Stratford-born boy who went off to just musical heights. Oh. And he started the Revels when he was in his teens. And in fact, 138 Well Street, which is the house he grew up in and where we are going to be having the presentation on Thursday, that's where the Revels started. They played in the front room of that house.
Nice.
So John Till was there. I mean, yeah. And of course, Richard Manuel and John Till, you know what, 10 years later, were both playing at Woodstock with two different bands.
Yeah, incredible.
It's just an incredible story. Oh. And Richard Manuel, there's... He's in Avondale Cemetery. He has a star on Ontario Street and
yes.
a bench down by the water. But we thought that we really wanted to do a shout out to this sort of musical legend because Stratford is known as a theater town, obviously, but Stratford is really a music town.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And before Bieber, there was Richard Manuel and John Till and Ken Kalmuski and a whole raft of great musicians that came from Stratford.
Yeah, so wonderful to spotlight this musical legacy in Stratford. So for Thursday, it's at 138 Well Street. How's it working? Can the public show up and attend?
Absolutely. You know, this is the first time we've done a Blue Plaque presentation in person on site. The previous ones have been at council, and that has been, you know, in person in the council chambers, and we'll have the homeowner or family members come and we present it there. But council is meeting still virtually. And we thought we'd try this, make it a little different, have people be able to come out and be more involved. So it will be basically on the sidewalk outside of 138 Well. And we are having some members of the Manuel family who are going to be there.
Oh, nice.
John Till can't make it, but his wife and son will also be representing
him. Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's great.
And the public is welcome. It's not going to be long. It's probably only about 20 minutes. But if you were a fan of the Revels or the Hawks or the band, please feel free to come out at noon.
Oh, not to be missed. And what, again, the Blue Plaque Program, celebrating, of course, not only musical legacies like Richard Manuel, but celebrating so many great citizens of our community, for sure.
Yeah, we're actually doing two this year. We decided with all of the delays that we had with COVID that we try to get two done. So we're going to be doing another presentation later in June for a much older Stratford individual, Dr. James Palmer Rankin, who was a doctor here starting in 1880 and ended up being a member of parliament and a senator for Canada. And he's a great success story from a different time in Stratford. But again, we're linking his residence at 198 Church.
Okay.
So we're going to do that one in person as well.
Very good. And again, maybe individuals, you know, in terms of historical figures in our community that you may not be aware of, you know, people like that.
That's the other thing we try to do with the Blue Plaque. We try to honor people who might not be, you know, broadly known, but maybe in their field were a name. And also the heritage that comes with Stratford going right back to the 1880s and the growth of the town. So we had run a competition, not a competition, but contest, I guess.
Contest, sure.
For submissions way back last fall, and that produced a number of really interesting ideas and people, and James Palmer Rankin was one of them. So we didn't know about this fellow until the homeowners then there told us about
it. And that's, you know, when these stories then start to come to light and you find out about these individuals and their homes, there you go.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So again, it's set for this Thursday, Richard Manuel with the Blue Plaque Program at 138 Wells Street. Let's remind people the time.
It's
for Thursday.
Noon. High noon for about 20 minutes.
All right.
Yes. And let's just hope it's not going to be raining.
Well, bring your umbrellas on for sure. Come on. There you go.
I'm watching the weather very closely.
Stratford Heritage Committee with the Blue Plaque Program. If they'd like more information, I guess the City of Stratford website is probably the best place for details.
Yes, if you go to the city website and you look, search for Heritage Stratford, you'll be able to see all of the information about our programs, the blue plaques, and we have information on who's been honored previously, and we're going to be posting some brilliant videos that were done by one of our committee members, and they really give you a taste for the individuals and the background, and so those videos aren't up yet, but they will be very shortly.
Lots more to come. Stratford Heritage Committee, Cambria Ravenhill. Cambria, thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again in June for sure.
You betcha. Thank you, Jamie.